In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The life of Therese Newman is one of the great wonders that God has accomplished on earth. Jesus made her participate in the pain of his wounds, and for 35 years she only ate daily communion. Hyrognosis is the gift by which the things blessed by a priest are clearly known from those that are not, the authentic relics from the false ones, and especially the consecrated host from the one that is not. She also distinguishes lay people from those who are priests. Let's look at some examples. Father Fossil tells us, one day she was presented with someone dressed in the magnificence of a bishop. To everyone's admiration, Therese Newman faced him, resting her hands on her hips, and said, "Is this how you make fun of the church?" The supposed bishop immediately left the house and the place. It was later learned that he had been arrested as a fraudster. Therese experienced the positive influence of the priestly blessing even from afar. Therefore, she found out the time a priest went to sleep, pointing out the time he had given her the blessing. Another day, she reminded him that he had forgotten to give it to her, which indeed had happened. One day, a priest who was in her room gave her the blessing behind her back several times, and she felt an irresistible urge to do the sign of the cross to herself. Another interesting detail is that she noticed if a person had recently received communion. Father Fossil says, "I ask Therese Newman, is it true that you discover in a visitor right away if he has received communion?" Therese replied, "Yes, but only when he has recently received communion. Then this disappears. It doesn't last many hours." Once a priest had celebrated Mass at 9:30, he came to visit her at 11 o'clock, and she asked him, "Haven't you had coffee yet? I feel it because the Savior is still inside of you." This sensation of the host inside people lasts only as long as the sacramental species are preserved incorrupt. Another day, a priest came to visit her, carrying a bag with a host, and Therese Newman told him, "Go take what you have to the tabernacle and then come see me." A witness says, "In 1931, a friend had entrusted me with a crucifix that had been handed down from generation to generation by his ancestors and contained a small reliquary with a small piece of the true cross of Christ." Therese Newman's reaction in the presence of the cross was positive, implying that it was a real relic. "I kept this precious crucifix in my office for a long time, but one day its owner claimed it, and I had to give it to him with regret." A priest stated that another priest had come to Connorsruth with various relics. Therese, in ecstasy, had divided them into authentic and false. When the priest reported the fact, they decided to send another priest with the same relics to see if the new identification matched. But when the latter arrived at the door of the room, Therese Newman told the priest in ecstasy, "Here is someone who wants to present something that has already been discussed. Tell him that the Savior does not allow himself to be experimented with." Father Niebuhr saw the priest and asked him if he had the relics, which impressed the priest much more than if Therese had said exactly the same thing again. Her brother Ferdinand stated that one Friday, while in ecstasy, Therese said, "Here is something from the mother." People looked strangely at each other. At that moment, a Franciscan priest said, "You are right. I have something that I wanted to present to you, but now I see the confirmation in advance." And he took out a veil that Therese took with force and did not want to let go, saying that it was a piece of the veil of the Mother of God. Afterwards, Therese Newman gave an account of the path that the relic had traveled until it reached its current owner. The Franciscan father said that in Rome they considered it unlikely that it was an authentic veil of the Virgin Mary, despite an ancient document that assured it. And the Franciscan father was very happy with Therese Newman's confirmation, to whom he gave a piece that she divided into fragments and that she gave to people especially dear to her. Father Niebuhr declared, "When we went to unknown regions, Therese could tell in each church if the church was Catholic or not, depending on whether or not Jesus was in the Eucharist. At first, we controlled what she said when she got out of the car, but she was never wrong." I myself was traveling with Therese and my wife to the Capel Sanctuary. When we entered the church, I did not see any red lamps, and therefore I bowed my head in greeting. Therese Newman, on the other hand, made a deep genuflection and said, "How good that the Blessed Sacrament is there." I told her, "Therese, there is no light on." She replied, "The Lord is in there." Taking her word for it, I genuflected. Shortly after, the parish priest arrived and told us that, having finished the tabernacle early that same day, he had replaced the Blessed Sacrament, but that since he had no oil, he had not turned on the red light, and he was bringing the oil precisely at that moment. Ferdinand Newman, Therese's brother, declared, "Around 1932, one Sunday, I had eaten with my sister Mary in the parish kitchen, when Therese came in with the parish priest. She suddenly said, 'In here is the Savior.' The parish priest replied, 'This time you were wrong. The Lord is not in the parish house.' Then Therese went to a pile of letters and opened an envelope in which there was a sacred host. A few days later, the matter was cleared up. A very scrupulous man, originally a Protestant, confessed that after receiving communion, he had taken the sacred host out of his mouth and, in doubt as to whether it was just bread, sent it to Therese Newman to Connorsruth." In her, as in all the saints, purity shone for God in her pure and clean heart. Therese Newman told the Ecclesiastical Commission that questioned her under oath in 1953. "When I was 12 years old and in the seventh year of school, one day I kept the animals on the Fockfeld farm. While I worked, I prayed the rosary. Suddenly, an employee of the farm approached me, covered my mouth with a dirty and smelly handkerchief, tied my hands, and threw me to the ground, lifting my skirt. At that precise moment, the bull galloped up and gored the employee. The bull approached me, but he did nothing to me and waited patiently for me to free my hands and mouth. Then the bull bowed his head to me, which at that moment, I was trembling. I grabbed hold of his horns and the bull slowly lifted me up. I waited, leaning on him, for the scare to pass." Father Niebuhr, in a letter he wrote to the Bishop of Regensburg on May 4, 1926, states, "I have known Therese Newman since 1909, and she has always been a devout, diligent, understanding, and serene girl, without any trace of sanctimoniousness or anything similar. When she was 15 years old and she was in the service of a farmer, she was besieged by a man, and she did not hesitate to risk her life, jumping from the place full of hay from a height of 4 meters. It is interesting to note that during her ecstasies, she had her clothes close-fitting to her body, as if an invisible person was always taking care of her outward decency. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.